from the inside.
But first, let's look at my outside.
From the inside of me. Cause all I want is for you
and me
to be glorified. It's for you,
us,
to be lifted high.
I want to stand on the altar and make people call the name of Jesus so that they will say how great the worshiper I am. I want people to see me and see Jesus so they will say how great she looks. I want people to indulge in heavenly whispers as we sing and praise so they will say, see how well she sings. For it is in giving that you receive. And all I want to receive is the name, Woman of God. You see, that name comes with fame. That name I wish to tame, and there's no shame in wanting the same. Please tell me I am sin. I was the one that got mocked when I first joined the club. They laughed at me and said that I will not make it. All the nights of reject made my faith strong. Then I tasted this wine and bread of Christ, and it wasn't enough. But those were my young days, and just like many of us, I was committed. I gave my all because I had little to offer. I was committed because there was no one committed to me. I loved him because he loved me when nobody loved me. And nobody took me in but the church. Oh, and the love I received from the church, it was good. In the church. But nobody asked me if I had a place to sleep that night. Was the love only meant to be in the church? Wait, it must have been the cameras. Smile, child, you're in the presence of the Lord. But I thought God lived in us. So it was the cameras. Oh, and I was a fast learner. I learned the angles. I learned when to smile, when to speak in tongues, how to clap, how to cry, and when to jump. I got so good that I was considered for the praise and worship team, and they took me to the altar. You see, at the altar, here, the game is different. Here you get to learn how to stir up the crowd. You prepare the congregation for the word, but they did not teach me how to pray. I had to be fed so that I feed, and that is how it all started. Word after word, compliment after compliment, smile after smile, I became the girl God had anointed. And that's all I needed to make more people sing and jump and dance. So that when judgment comes, they would all stand by me and say, but Lord, she cried during worship. She made the face during prayer. Wasn't that enough? But the Lord shall say, flee ye from me, I know you not. I give you naked souls and people to clothe. People to shelter. But what did you do? Excuse me, God, but if you remember, I'm the one that needed shelter. I'm the one that needed clothing. I'm the one that needed food. Your words pain me, child. I gave you love and shelter in my house, and all I ever asked you to do is sing praises to me, not to the people. Before you, I placed naked souls that needed clothing, naked souls that needed shelter from the cold world. All you needed to do was give them one warm words of encouragement. I asked you to feed them with my word, but you fed your pride instead. You unfaithful servant. But Lord, can I then please make a plea before I flee into the abyss? What happens to the souls that strayed? The ones that I led to believe that it's okay for Sunday to be yours, Monday, Tuesday through to Friday is theirs to keep. What happens to the souls that I made pray in church but not in their hearts. What happens, Lord? So I pray, Lord, just give me one more chance, Lord, one more chance to sing of your goodness, one more song to sing of your goodness. Just give me one more chance, Lord. And so now we are here with one more chance. Just one more chance to sing of the glory, to sing of the glory, to sing of the glory, to sing of the glory of the Lord. So as we praise and as we worship, let's remember that one more chance. So let praises rise. This time for real. From the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, is for you to be lifted high. So let praises rise from the inside, from the inside.